huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
Means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, sorry to say it, but shut your mouth and do this instead. I think there are too many people out there trying to get ahead who are talking too much and not listening enough. So the problem is, when you are talking, you are not listening. So the information, the education, the inspiration, the little details that you can pick up from people, from conversations, from courses, you miss because you are talking and not listening. Now, you know when people are waiting to talk rather than actually listening to you. You can sense it. They're like, They're always on the edge waiting to talk. And when people are waiting to talk, they are not listening. They're waiting to talk. So actually, if that's you in any situation, you don't get the benefit of finding some magic or some detail or some solution in a conversation. Now, I believe all solutions to all problems and everything you need to find and discover, to learn and grow and succeed, I believe they are on podcasts. They are on YouTube videos, they are in conversations, they are from mentors, in masterminds, on courses. If you stop, breathe, stop thinking, stop waiting to talk, stop interrupting, and start to actually listen. Now, there is a caveat. If you're in therapy, or you need therapy, or you need some therapy equivalent, wise counsel, a bit of advice, a bit of a rant, or a bit of gossip to a trusted friend, then of course, talk, let it all out. Make sure you get permission from people. Let people know. If you feel you need to let things out, have a bit of an outpouring, just say to someone you trust, privately, not on social media, hey, look, I just feel I need to get something off my chest. Could I get your ear for a few minutes? Is that all right? And then they'll let you. Now, here's another powerful thing about listening. If you talk, not only are you not getting information, but you are not also extracting information out of people. But when you listen and occasionally ask good questions, people will tell you all sorts of stuff that maybe you wouldn't have expected. They'll give you really juicy, specific, maybe even secret bits of information that can make a huge difference in your business and your personal development. I'll give you an example. I used to do a lot of viewings and go and sit in front of vendors in houses. And, you know, in the early days of doing courses, I'd get these scripts that I've got, that maybe I've got there, sort of a bit on the sly and trying to sort of read almost these scripts to these vendors. And that never really worked. But if I just sat down and said, hey, why are you looking to sell? And I just listened and I just let them talk and let them talk and let them talk. And then maybe when they asked me a question, I quickly answered it and I threw a question straight back at them and let them talk and let them talk and let them talk. I'd find they'd tell me stuff about their life they hadn't even told their partner or their children or anyone. And I think it was because I wasn't someone in their close circle, and therefore that they probably felt like they could do it without being judged. Of course, to allow people to talk to you and give you information, this could be clients, This could be prospects. This could be people who are making complaints or critics or family or friends or business partners or financiers. They've got to feel comfortable around you. And the best way for someone to feel comfortable around you is for you to A, ask good questions, B, listen, but C, and this is important, listen with interest. Don't just listen with your ears, listen with your eyes, listen with your body. Now, I interviewed a billionaire recently. His name is Jim McCall. He's a Scottish billionaire. And he said that one of his secrets to buying, I think, 87 companies, I think in one industry that he's in, a big industry, he bought more than 85% of the competition. I mean, imagine doing that. Imagine going and buying all of your competition, or 85% of it, including the bigger players, by the way, that you have no right to necessarily buy because they're much bigger than you. And he said one of the main reasons he thought that he was able to do this is because he was non-threatening. He wouldn't go in and say, I want to buy your company, you know, like you might perceive a lot of billionaires or business owners would. He would just be like, I'm in your area. It'd be good to have a chat. There might be some collaboration opportunities. Love to learn how we might be able to work together. And he was very non-threatening. Now, when I interviewed him for my podcast, he had every right to just talk for an hour because I'm interviewing him. But if you end up watching this one, it's Jim and McCall, which is coming out soon on the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. You'll see he's an intense listener. When he does answer questions, he's not rambling on for ages. And it's very much a dialogue, not a monologue. And you're going to learn a lot more in a dialogue than you are a monologue. Just want to say hi to everyone tuning in on the live. Thanks for tuning in. So when you listen, people tell you stuff. When you talk, people can't tell you stuff. And when they know that you're waiting to talk, they might get frustrated with you or feel that they're not being listened to. And let's be honest as well. If you want to make someone feel really important, let them talk. No one feels really important you talking at them. But people, vendors, buyers, suppliers, clients, prospects, partners, they all feel, because they're human. Human beings feel good when you listen to them and you allow them to express themselves. All right, so you can only hear what's being said when you truly shut up, but not just shutting up, also about not waiting to talk. So I think sometimes people's ego come out because they feel the need to talk because they're nervous or they want to prove themselves or they're around some important people. I've got to prove myself. I've got to show what I know. Therefore, blah, 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 and this nervous, restless energy. And that can probably emit a sense of almost desperation. And it takes a lot of wisdom and self-awareness and self-confidence to sit in a situation where your ego wants to prove yourself and actually just to sit and listen and take it all in. If you're in a mastermind, the best seat in the house, if you want to be progressing and developing your business and personal life, the best seat in the house is the person who has the least amount of knowledge, who is worth the least amount of money. Now, of course, this is difficult for the ego because the ego wants to impress people and be on a level and be as good as everyone else. But you are going to be dragged up and learn the most when you have the lowest net worth in your circle. But I think it's our ego and our defensiveness and our fear of being judged that stops us doing that. Now, not everyone, you know, rambles on and talks over, etc. Some people say nothing and do nothing. So you will probably be better at listening. But sometimes those ones who say nothing, they're the dark horse. They're the ones that extract all the information out of people. They're the ones that make people feel non-threatened and safe and secure. So be careful that your nervousness or your desire to please or impress or be approved is not ruining your relationships and what you can learn. The next thing is when you get triggered. So we all get triggered, let's be honest. But when we get triggered, sometimes, not everyone, but some people want to lash out. They want to defend themselves. They want to attack, go on the offensive, prove people wrong, get into a debate, an argument, to win the argument, to beat someone down. And again, I think that is not shutting your mouth. It is opening your mouth. And I think a lot of people get themselves in trouble, not most of the time, but a small amount of time when they're triggered. They say and rant stuff publicly on social media, in email. And by the way, when it's on social media and it's in email and it's public, it's out for good. It's going to index. It's there for good. And my business partner always says to me, Rob, if you write or say something, would you be happy with it being on the front of the Sun newspaper? Because if you're not, maybe you should think about that. So I think a lot of people are actually really damaging their business and personal relationships, not 90% of the time, but 10% of the time, when they're triggered and they react and they blurt and they splurge out and then they say and do things that they regret. Then what happens is you feel the pain, you react to someone else's comment or judgment. Maybe you were the one that got triggered first, then you react back to them, then you trigger them, and then you create this vicious cycle of everyone getting triggered. And I don't know if you've been in a situation where something relatively innocent or menial was being discussed. Someone got triggered back, and then it turned into this massive thing, and you always do that, and you say that, and by the way, now you can have this. And all of a sudden, it's created this massive debate and argument, and you ruin relationships. Knowing when to speak up, but knowing when to shut up, I think, is emotional mastery. It's business mastery. It's life mastery. And so for me, and this has been a big thing in my life, because I've either been really suppressed, I've avoided conflict, I've hidden away in the corner when I've been challenged. And I've always seen that as a real weakness in me. I hated that about myself. But then every now and again, it would all build up. And then I couldn't hold it in. And then bang, unleash the fury. You're going to get a massive outpouring, falling down moment. Everyone gets it. Of course, then after this massive regret, and then I feel really bad about that about myself. So if I'm too suppressed or too expressed, I can end up damaging myself and my relationship. So I think wisdom and balance and knowledge is knowing when to speak up, knowing when to shut up, knowing when to talk less, and knowing when to listen. They say, don't they? Two ears, one mouth. So maybe one third talk, and at least half of your talking should be asking questions to encourage people to talk, and then at least two thirds should be listening. So let's have a quick summary then. Shut your mouth instead of blurging and reacting and unleashing and lashing out. Listen, listen, listen. You don't learn when you talk. You only learn when you listen. When you listen, people will tell you stuff. When you listen, they feel comfortable. When you're non-threatening, they will divulge secrets to you, even if they've not known you for very long. You know how you feel when people talk at you and chunder words all over you. You know how you feel when they're not listening and they're waiting to talk. So it's often what normally wouldn't be said when you are talking that blocks all the relevant and detailed information. So the more space you give someone, the more they're going to divulge to you. And then the more space you give yourself, the more you are going to learn. Don't blurt things out. Think about it first. Control your emotions when you're triggered. Don't react, because you'll ruin most of your business and your life in that 5 or 10% of the time when you're triggered. Most people's pain in their life is coming back to them because of the pain they're pushing out when they're triggered, and they don't even realize it. And of course, on social media and on the internet and on email, once it's out there and written, it's done. I know people who send these massive, long, outpouring emails attacking everyone at 2 a.m. because they've had 4 glasses of wine. And you can't undo that. And finally, if you need to talk, if you need to let it out, if you've been suppressing stuff, then get a controlled environment, a therapist, trusted counsel, a really good friend, a safe environment, privately, not publicly, and get permission, and then let it all out. And then when it's all out in this space, then you can breathe, then you can listen, then you can be non-threatening, and you'll be amazed at the partnerships and the relationships and the customers and the clients and the followers and the fans that will come to you when you talk less and you listen more. Thanks for tuning in. Put any comments below if you want to add to this discussion or this debate. Have you had any experience yourself of lashing out and regretting it, or when you've listened, the information that you've got? If I can help you with anything, just tag me in with any questions, and remember this. If you don't risk anything, you risk it. This chair is squeaky as anything.